Did anyone play the lottery last week and win? Oh boy, you are losers. Now, I don't know if you know this, but if you come into this building, there's an electronic agreement that says if you win at the lottery, Sister Sheila gets a cut, I get a cut, Deacon Mike gets a cut, and others get a cut. So don't think it's all yours. You know, we have that philosophy here, share and share alike, right? I talked last week about the lottery and, you know, how we have this expectation, maybe it's my day, I'm going to win big, and if I do blah, 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 and what happens? We lose. You know, we lose again and again. We keep shelling out money. The lottery is not a sure thing, but our faith is a sure thing. You know, we bet on Christ. We're betting on a winner. Because Jesus is God the Son. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Through his death and resurrection, we have power from the Holy Spirit to do amazing things. Because Jesus destroyed the power of sin and death so that we don't have to be afraid of anything, nothing. We don't have to be afraid of death. In fact, if we're fully on fire with our faith, we can even say to God at any time, Lord, if you want to take me right now, great. Great, because trust says that God has our best interests in mind, no matter what. And no matter what happens, we're called to remember that Jesus is with us. We're not alone. We're not doing it alone. We have the power, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that we can flourish and excel. And of course, we know from the Feast of the Ascension in particular, what we're supposed to be doing, in a sense, in return for the love of God and the promise of eternal life. What are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be going out into the world, you know, not just staying in our homes and our churches, but going out into the world and proclaiming Jesus Christ, teaching people the gospel, and inviting them to become disciples and to be baptized. It's not my job alone. It's your job as well. It's the whole church's job. And we're supposed to be working with one another, challenging one another, encouraging one another, coming up with ways of doing that, and constantly focusing on that. That's what disciples do. It's not about their job or about their family or about what they like to do. It's all about how am I better going to live the gospel and proclaim the gospel. Now for the bad news. There's always bad news, right? Actually, it's not bad news, but Jesus says, if we are faithful, and Peter says in the second reading, expect to suffer. Expect to suffer. So suffer is not an add-on or something we can get away from. Doesn't mean that everybody suffers in the same way. But the more we are out front with our faith, the more likely it is, and you look at our world today, seems very likely, that we're going to suffer for talking about the Lord, to talking about commandments. And Jesus says, obey my commandments. It could not be clearer. And we're supposed to say, yes, do this, because if you do, then you can march right up into heaven with the Lord. I mean, that's good news ultimately. So the suffering is a way in which we disciples show to the Lord our fidelity, our trustworthiness, so that we're getting out into the world to do what he called us to do. And again, the promise is, Jesus says, if you faithfully follow me, you will inherit the kingdom of God. You will inherit the kingdom of God. You will receive this glory that is far beyond anything we can imagine in this life. But for the time being, we've got work to do. And we have to do as a community. You know, it's not, you may have heard the phrase, we're not saved as individuals, we're saved as a community or in community. Means we have to work together and we have to bring more people into this community where God wants us to worship him together. So suffering is the word this week. Have you experienced the kind of suffering that Jesus or the disciples or maybe some of the saints did? What are your thoughts on suffering? How do you deal with it? Do you need help with the suffering? How can this community be a source of comfort and support so that no matter what you're suffering for the Lord, in fact, we can even say to the Lord, if we want, Lord, I'll take more suffering so that others can be saved. We can say that. But we can only do that if our faith is strong and we are rooted in a strong Christian community. So we've got work to do. You know, I pointed this out again and again. If we were doing a really good job, we'd be full. This place would be full because more and more people would know about it. And there are many, 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 many thousands in our own little neighborhood here who don't know Jesus Christ. So we got work to do. It will take suffering. But again, the winnings, they're beyond imagination. So as you go forth this week, think about the suffering that you may be experiencing or what you need to suffer faithfully so that we can be a stronger community and a stronger community in showing the face of Christ who suffered for us and who wants us to go out and bring more people to him so that they too can be part of his kingdom.